Well, Joe, that was wonderful. You've just heard Keisha Lida Manina from Puccini's La Boheme with the UGA Orchestra, and our guest today, Joe Brent. This is Hudson Center Stage. I'm Alan Kroll, and we're talking to Joe about his wonderful transformation here at UGA, coming here as a bass player, getting a degree in bass playing, and now one of our star singers. I think that's just a fabulous story. I know you mentioned going to the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts. Yes. Go back and talk about coming up as a singer. What was your life like at home? What made you what you are?
Oh, that's a complicated. I mean, we only have 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But I have so many people to thank throughout my whole life. I've never received anything but encouragement from school teachers to family. I mean, to everybody, even people not involved in music. And that's been really special to me. It's so important to have support. And I found that here in this community. I mean, everywhere I go, people are so friendly. Even people who don't know me, people who don't really even have any interest in opera music. I mean, just the community is so beautiful here. And I've been fortunate to have something like that throughout my entire life. I grew up in New York City, and a lot of people don't really think of it as a tight community or as a nurturing community. But for me, growing up in Queens and having a family that's from New York and having so many different people from so many different countries and ethnicities and races and language, it was for me beautiful, and I felt at home. I feel at home even now when I go back.
So
it was really the encouragement from my community. I mean, I went to, we called it a magnet school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sang when I was in elementary school. And I took a brief hiatus from singing and from playing, because I started as a clarinet player, actually,
right,
when I was in elementary school, in the marching band.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to high school, and I was either going to go to high school as a drama student, mm-hmm. as a football player.
Yes, I can see that.
Or as a singer. And my dad suggested that going as singing would be in my best interest. So,
well, then how did you get channeled into bass?
Well, that's another story. I fell in love with jazz.
Oh.
I love jazz. I was playing electric bass in rock bands,
uh-huh.
actually. And my friends and I, classic story, went to the local guitar store,
yeah.
and we found instruments that we thought were really great, and we just started playing. I picked up the bass, for no reason, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just, it happened to be a nice sparkly red electric bass, and my mom said, no, that's $400. We'll get you the, we don't know if this is going to go anywhere. So, after a few years of playing electric bass and taking lessons and learning to read music and mm-hmm. learning history and doing like jazz arrangements at high school,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the high school is the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts, but it's founded by Tony Bennett. So that type of middle 20th century jazz music is very close to me. And so
I think of Tony Bennett and Astoria. Is the school in Astoria?
It's currently in Astoria.
Uh-huh.
It didn't start there, but that's where it was headed from day one.
Yeah.
And it was actually in Long Island City when I was there. And I mean, it's maybe a mile, if that much, from Astoria. But yeah, it's in his hometown now, and the facilities are outstanding.
Yeah.
And it's a really great place for high school students in New York City to go and learn. And I learned a lot while I was a student there, even though we didn't have the facilities
mm-hmm.
that they have currently. The faculty, there's Heidi Best and Mr. Thomas Sondry. I mean, they're all these people that, of course, aren't very well known to the huge public, maybe even in Georgia. But for me, there were some columns.
There were stars.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people who had sung on opera stages and sung musical theater and who could impart everything that they had learned to high school students. I mean, in some ways, it didn't even feel like high school for me. It felt like something really magical because it's not all that different from what I experienced in college. I mean, it was just younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I had music theory classes, and I had music history classes, and I had choir class, and we would talk and listen and go to see operas. I mean, that's the best part about growing up in New York City, was that I went to New York City Opera. I went to the Met. I saw the New York Philharmonic, and that was really, again, not for lack of a better word to say it, it's just a beautiful part of growing up in such a big city.
Well, we ought to hear something else. What else have you got on recordings that you could play for us?
Well, I figured I also brought some of the some English. I brought some of the HMS Pinafore or maybe even something Pirates of Penzance. I think actually we did it just recently, so it might be something useful to listen to.
Good. Let's do that.
Sure.
I started to say aria. I guess it is an aria, even though it's an operetta. What is it?
Yeah, well, this scene that I brought is a moment in which Frederick, the character that
yes.
I played, sees all of the bevy of beautiful maidens. He sees women for the first time. He spent his entire life as an orphan on a ship, and he's never met anybody besides
the fellow shipmates.
Yeah, and so seeing a bunch of young women has really excited him. And this is his aria when he introduces himself to the women. It's, "Oh, is there not one maiden here?"
Oh, that sounds good.